In this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayigash, we have one of the most dramatic encounters that are recorded in the Torah. We have Yosef revealing himself to his brothers. When Yosef reveals himself to his brothers, the pasuk says that the brothers couldn't answer him. They didn't have a response to his words. Ani Yosef, ha'oid avichai. A few simple words, and everything became clear to them. All their confusion up until this point, all the things that they couldn't understand and they didn't understand, everything becomes clear, and in that one split second, they see the reality, they see the truth, and they were not able to answer him. Chazal say about this, Oy lanu miyom hadin, oy lanu miyom hatechacha. Woe will be to us on the day that we are brought to task. Woe is to us on the day that we are brought to judgment. And it brings two examples to teach us this lesson. The first it brings is about Bilam. Bilam was the wisest man amongst the non-Jews. He was the person who was given the level of Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu so that it should be clear that they had a prophet as great as we had a prophet. So they had that choice. And as is well known, Bilam was hired to curse the Jews. He was traveling on his donkey in order to be able to get there. And his donkey refused to move. And Bilam hit the donkey, and the donkey turns to rebuke Bilam, and it tells Bilam off. It says, why are you hitting me? Don't you know that I've served you loyally until now? Don't you understand that something is going on here? And it says that he was not able to respond to his donkey, Bilam. And then it brings another example, our example, Yosef, who is the smallest of all the Shvatim. He was younger than them all, and they weren't able to respond to him. They were frightened. They were scared. They were shaken up. And then the Chazal end and says, "Kasheyavoy Hakadosh Baruch Hu." When Hakadosh Baruch Hu comes and he is going to be mochiach us, he's going to rebuke us. Each one of us, kol echad ve'echad lefi mashahu. Each one of us according to what he is. Al achas kama v'kama. How much more difficult is it going to be for us to respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Yosef, when he shows us our reality, when he takes down all the masks, all the screens, all the confusion, and he says, well, this is what your life was, and this is what it was about, and this is what you did, and this is what you should have done. And at that moment, we're not going to be able to respond to him. And the question that's asked is, why did Chazal have to bring two proofs, one from Bilam and one from Yosef? Why wasn't one enough? Meaning, why is Chazal bringing us the proof of Bilam not being able to respond to his donkey, and Yosef not, and the brothers not being able to respond to Yosef? The Aruch Laner explains it by saying that when we look at these two rebukes, the rebuke of Bilam and the rebuke of the brothers by Yosef, we see that each one has something that was easier to respond to and something that was hard to respond to. They each have an easier side and a harder side. The easier side of Yosef's tochacha, of the rebuke that Yosef gave, was that it was said to a group of people. It's always easier to accept tochacha, to accept rebuke, when you're part of a group, because you can always feel like you're one of the crowd and many people messed up. It's easier than feeling like I'm the one that messed up. It's always more challenging to be rebuked alone, to be pointed out for a rebuke. So when Yosef spoke to all of his brothers together, it was easier for them to hear, it was easier for them to accept than had he spoken to each one on his own. However, and Bilam, on the other hand, we could say, was on his own. He was getting his tochacha from his donkey, and his donkey was talking directly to him. However, what made Yosef's tochacha harder to accept and Bilam's easier was that the pain, the embarrassment, the shame, the heaviness of the rebuke depends so much on who is giving that rebuke. And so, of course, it was easier for Bilam to accept rebuke from his donkey than from the brothers to hear it from Yosef HaTzadik, who also happened to be the leader of the whole Eretz Mitzrayim. And therefore, we need proof from both. Because on our day of judgment, on that final day of judgment, firstly, We're going to be rebuked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the creator of the entire world and our master and our king. Not the king of Mitzrayim, but our master and our king. And we'll have a hard time. And he's going to be giving this tochacha, this rebuke, to each one of us individually. There will not be that comfort of being part of a group. And so we need to bring proof from both. We need to bring proof from Yosef, because that's what it feels like to be rebuked by somebody who's powerful and strong. And we need the proof from Bilam, because Bilam was rebuked alone. And we're going to be rebuked alone as well. Another reason that we have both is because there's a difference between din and teichacha. We say, oy lanu miyom din, oy lanu miyom teichacha. Teichacha is being told off and rebuked for what we did wrong. Din is seeing the repercussions of the act that we did wrong, the ripple effect. So when Bilam was being told off by his donkey, he wasn't scared that the donkey was going to punish him. It was just that he felt embarrassed that he was being rebuked. And that's the teichacha. That's the Eilanu Yama Teichacha, when we're going to be told, what were you thinking? What did you do? However, the brothers of Yosef were undoubtedly a lot more fearful of the din than the Teichacha. He wasn't even rebuking them. He didn't rebuke them. He didn't say, why did you sell me? He didn't say anything. He just asked them, is my father still alive? But they were well aware of what they had done to him, and they were rightfully scared for the din that they believed would inevitably come. Although, of course, it didn't come, because Yosef remained Yosef HaTzadik, and he didn't attempt to take any revenge, and that wasn't part of it. But we, in our Oy lanu miyom hadin, Oy lanu miyom hateichacha, we do have to be scared of both. There will be the teichacha, and again, the teichacha is not necessarily what we're going to be told in words, in as much as it's going to be that screen coming down. And we live in a world where we're so sure that what we're doing is correct, and we're so sure that what we're doing is right, and that we have justification for our actions, and the people we're angry at deserve us to be angry at, and the people we speak Lashon Hara about, certainly we're doing it l'tayelas, and when we're jealous, it's not really jealousy, and when we're all of the things that we do when we don't give the tzedakah, it's because there's a good reason for that. Everything that we do, we have good reasons for, and we continue to live in our land of fantasy. And when we're going to get up there, the teichacha will come with the removal of the pretensions and the fallacies and the things that we build around us that guide us and allow us to do what we want to do. And at the end of the day, we may fool the entire world, and we may even fool ourselves. But when it comes down to it, we're going to hear that Ani Hashem, like the brothers heard Ani Yosef. And when they heard the Ani Yosef, they recognized and realized that the last many, many years of their lives, they had been living a lie, believing they had done the right thing and believing everything that they had done was L'shem Shemayim. And when they heard the Ani Yosef, it all came down, and we're going to hear the Ani Hashem. And then we're going to know the truth, and that's going to be the Teichacha. And then, of course, there's also the din that follows, which is the cleansing process that's going to have to come so that we can undo all the damage that we've done in our world and in our lives. And therefore, certainly it's appropriate to say, Oy lanu miyom hadin, Oy lanu miyom hateichacha. Just to end on a positive note, the world of din and cheshbon, it also works on the positive way too. So therefore, just like there are repercussions to every negative act that we've done, and we're going to have to also deal and accept on ourselves the responsibility for the ripple effects of the negative things we've done, in the positive realm, every good word we've said, every good deed we've done, every good word we've spoken, every bit of tzedakah that we've given, every little bit of chesed that we've done, certainly there is a din and a cheshbon there too, where the ripple effects of that, and we often don't know how far our actions have gone, is also certainly taken into account. And this Oy lanu miyom hadin is meant to be scary, but it's also meant to guide and direct us and say, there is going to be that day of the final reckoning, and the good things that we do are also being counted, weighed, and Emet Hashem will be paid for.